from Wellspring Clinic. We got our good friend in here, Kurt Mead. How you doing, Kurt? Long time no see.
I know, I'm doing good. How are you doing? Did you have enough turkey?
There's never enough turkey. No, I had plenty, and we shared plenty, too, because that's what you do with Thanksgiving. You're thankful, and you give thanks, but also you kind of give stuff away.
Well, that's right.
That's what we did. So
very good.
We had some fun and everything. It was always good to have a little extra time with the family. How about you? You do okay?
Did okay. Everything went good, and no complaints, and just ready to hit another, well, one more month, and we got a 2020.
It's that fast, 29 days.
Okay, 29 days, and you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the creative mind.
Okay, let's do that.
And just talk a little bit about how is our creative mind being used.
No. It can go a number of different directions. One's really good, and another one's really bad, and there's a whole bunch of shades in between, I guess.
Well, that's right, and what do we do if we need an answer to a tough question?
You need to get a creative solution, I guess.
We need to Google it.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you do that,
yeah. Just Google it, and they'll come right up. Well, how about the difficult choices? How do we make the difficult choices in life?
Well, that you can't Google that. That has to be based on principles, I guess, and your upbringing, your teaching, and knowing right from wrong, it would be my guess.
Well, how about the difficult choice would be, well, where am I going to shop for Black Friday?
For some, I guess that could be a difficult choice.
Did you do some shopping for Black Friday?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, I did.
Did you save some money?
I don't think I really cared. I just needed to get something for some people in my life that I felt would be special and unique. So,
well, the reason I say that, it seemed like what we spend, in the back, we think, well, in the back of our mind, we think, well, I'm going to save so I can spend some more.
Well, yeah, I see that thought process. I can see that.
Have you ever heard of Charles Ponzi?
No.
Ponzi scheme?
Oh, Ponzi! I thought, yeah, okay, not the Fonzie. Hey,
not the Fonzie.
This is Ponzi, woo.
So it's kind of like we're building our society upon another man's labor.
Uh-huh.
And we want every generation to be a little bit better than our generation was.
Yeah.
So we think, well, what is my purpose? What is my creative purpose in life, Tom? How can I profit by them? Was a Ponzi scheme good or bad?
Depends on whether or not you're the Ponzi. If you're not the Ponzi, not so good.
Well, you know, I kind of was thinking this weekend that Eve, she initiated the Ponzi scheme. Mm-hmm. You know, she saw something and she had to have it. Mm-hmm. It was the Black Friday bargain.
Oh, indeed.
And how'd that turn out?
Well, the whole world changed real quickly.
And now we're chasing that Ponzi scheme that Eve had laid down before us.
Hmm.
And what happens?
One bad decision.
Just one. One. And how many times have we made that one bad decision?
Oh, it'll last you a lifetime, I tell you.
And I know you're a fine fella, but I imagine you've made at least one bad decision in your life.
Put a couple of zeros behind it. Uninformed decisions that lead to bad decisions.
So let's go back to our creative mind, and how does this all tie in? And we think about our mind, how creative, how awesome it is, how magnificent. But then again, I think, well, how am I using my creative mind? You know, every day I know what's expected out of me at work, at home, even at church. You know, what's that one thing they had here several years ago? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Well, a fifth grader could tell you what's expected if you go to church. Well, we take up tithes and offerings. We do this. We do that. Is it creative?
Oh, no. It's not very.
Sometimes it can be.
It can be, but there's a lot of structure there.
A lot of structure, which we need structure.
We do.
But what happens, Tom, is with our creative mind, we get into a rut. We think, well, this is the best it's going to be. So maybe, you know, and people make this mistake. Eve made that mistake. Well, if this is the best of God's creation, maybe if I took this little piece of fruit, my life would be even better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of get stuck in that rut, and we think, well, there's no hope. Or we think, I can find my hope elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
And that's a big word.
Oh, boy. That kind of leads to the difficult choices, doesn't it?
The difficult choices. And what we have, Tom, we have two modeled camps, two types of camps in our life.
Okay.
We have the labor camp,
mm-hmm.
the labor camp of the mind and the body. They play together. And this creative design that we've been given by God, we have this creative mind, and it more or less kind of dictates what our body's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
How many times, how long, I wonder how many hours that we spent looking through the ads for Black Friday to find out, well, where am I going to go?
Mm-hmm.
I had one man tell me, his wife, she has a whole cartel of women, and they just branch out at different places, and they decide how much they're going to buy of each product, and that way they can make all these outlets with out one person. They can just use kind of, and I said, well, I said, the drug cartel has nothing on them.
No, this is organized stuff. You know, this is an invasion.
And he said, well, but the drug cartel better watch out.
Well, it sounded like they had a plan. They were organized.
That's it, yeah. Had a plan.
Yeah.
But it's the labor of the mind and the body is the first camp we want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And the object of that camp is, like we talked about before, Tom, to get ahead. And like we mentioned before, if I'm trying to get ahead, that may mean I'm behind.
Yeah. I'm not liking the view. I'd like to be a little further up, yeah.
But the ideal situation for Eve would be, well, I have enough money in the bank. All my bills are paid. I'm healthy. I got good relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's the ideal. But that's not the realistic.
Oh, no. No. You got that thing where everything falls together.
Yeah, everything.
And it better fall together.
And how many times has that happened in our life?
In mine, no, none.
We plan a trip. You planned a trip from Chicago to Bartlesville to interview for the job here, and you got the job, which we're so grateful. But did that go as planned, your trip?
No, I wrecked a car. I destroyed it, totaled it, about killed me.
Well, I didn't know that even.
But I kept on going.
But you kept on, that's
kept
good.
Kept on going.
Kept on, and,
yeah.
And that's what we got to do, Tom. We got to keep on going with our creative mind. And my encouragement with the creative mind, in the creative mind in that camp there, is just keep on going. No matter how bad things get,
uh-huh.
just keep on going. You know, there are probably people out there, they didn't have the best Thanksgiving in the world.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Maybe they wanted to see a son or a daughter or a grandson, granddaughter, but mm-hmm. maybe the plans fell through.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, we got to keep on going.
You do.
Keep on going, and that takes faith.
It does, and if you don't have it, it's that keep on going is going to take a long time.
That's right. Yeah. But you hit another key there. It takes faith, and it also takes patience.
Mm-hmm.
If we have faith and patience, then we can make it through the creative camp, the camp which is basically the labor of the mind and the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first camp. But the second camp I want to look at this morning, Tom, is the difficult, I'll call it the difficult camp. Camp difficult. That's good. Camp difficult. And the Bible says that this camp here, it afflicts us. You like to be afflicted?
No. No.
Well, I tell you, I was afflicted. I went to the clinic a couple of days ago, and I thought, well, I'm going to have my quiet time. But in the back of my mind, I was always thinking about something I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I need to prepare for one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I need to write my newsletter. I need to go see this person. So it's an affliction to just get in to this difficult camp of belief. Our body doesn't want to do that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't like it at all.
And if I do it, My body wants to fall asleep. That's what Jesus told Peter. Can't you tarry with me an hour? Turned around. Next thing you know, Peter was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably the greatest affliction. I forgot who the prisoner of war was, but he said the greatest affliction when I was in captivity was doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to be doing something.
Sure.
We always need to be doing something. But
keep everything engaged. Yeah.
Keep everything engaged. And so this is a very difficult camp to be a part of. It's a camp that not very many people have discovered, not even the Christian community.
Wow.
Because it takes disengagement. It takes deactivating the mind. And that takes discipline. And that's what we work on there at the clinic. And it's out with the old and in with the new.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good motto for the coming year. Out with the old, in with the new. And the old is, in God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in America, you ask them, they say, yeah, I believe in God. I believe I'm going to make it into Burlesville, but then I wrecked my car.
I made it, though.
So, you know, what has happened in our Christian community, Tom, it's the motto, it's the formula of, okay, if you work hard and trust in God, you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be okay in the first camp. It's a camp of performance, of service, of, work, labor. And if you do that, a lot of times the Bible says in Proverbs, in all labor, there's profit.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is we see this out there in the real world. We see all these people profiting, and we think, well, they must be tapped into something that is right. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily right. It's not that direct focus we need to have. You know, right now, when you're looking at me, you have a direct focus on what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't do that with God. We don't do that. Our mind is too engaged in other things.
Okay.
It's too busy. He told Elijah, I'm in that still small voice. If I'm whispering like this to you, Tom, and you're sitting across the room from me at Mazzio somewhere, you're really going to have to listen.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of chatter going on. There's a lot of chatter out there in the world. But there are those who have disengaged their mind and engaged in God. Let's look at some examples. Say, Peter.
Okay.
Okay, we got Peter. And I can almost picture Peter, and you know enough about Peter that he was probably kind of I'm not going to say a loud mouth, but it's probably a chatterbox.
Yeah, he got hurt a lot.
Even before he met Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the type of man who, he had all the answers to all the questions. He knew it all.
Just ask him,
yeah. Sometimes Jesus didn't even have to ask him, and he'd give Jesus the answer. But what happened, he met Jesus, and even though it took a while, it took 3 years, Jesus brought him to the point where he was asking Jesus questions. I don't imagine Peter was much of one to ask questions. I imagine he's always had the answer. But then he saw this man from Galilee, and he thought, who is this man?
Hmm.
He has something that no one else has. I come from this small village, and I've traveled throughout this region, but I've never met anyone like this man. But you know, once he got a hold of this concept, once Jesus got his attention, then he had the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of people think they have the answer. They can quote some scriptures.
Can they?
They can tell you the good and bad way of living, the rights and the wrongs. Uh-huh. But do they really know Jesus?
That's the big question.
Let's look at another example. Okay, we have Mary, not Jesus' mother, but Mary and Martha. They were sisters.
Mm-hmm.
She kneeled at Jesus' feet. Mary was totally engaged. But Martha said, "There's things to do, Mary." There's activities. We need to clean the house. We need to do some shopping. We need to do some visitation. And Jesus told Martha, Mary has chosen the one thing that is needful. Mm-hmm. And how many times do we choose that needful thing during the day?
Well,
now be honest.
50-50, if that.
And so what has happened is Jesus, through Peter, and it took a while with Peter. It didn't take long with Martha. I mean, Mary. Mary caught on.
Yeah, she got it right quick.
And I told those in the clinic, I said, you know, heaven is God's throne and earth is his footstool. And then someone real quick, you know, we were talking about this thing. I said, okay, I can see. Was that what Mary was doing? She was kneeling at God's footstool. I said, yep, or footstool. I said, yep.
Exactly what she was doing.
Exactly what she, and it says in the last times, in the last days, God has a judgment seat, a judgment seat of Christ, mm-hmm. but it also has a footstool. And many people think they're going to be out of here because they believe in God. But the test is going to be at the footstool because mm-hmm. the footstool was part of his judgment seat, if that makes sense.
It does.
So he has it all planned, but we have it all preconceived how we think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And so we have Mary, and we have Peter. But the last person I'd like to look at, getting the direct attention, he has directly focused, is that thief on the cross. He was there.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't go Black Friday shopping.
No.
He couldn't go to work.
No.
He couldn't even go out and do home visitation. Mm-hmm. He was there. You think if I drove by in a new Corvette, I would have impressed him?
Probably not.
Or showed him all the things I've obtained in this life because I believe in God and I trust God and this is what God's given me. You think that would impress the thief on the cross?
No.
No, no. But we think it impresses people. We think it's impressive to God, but it's not. So if we take these, what I call them, if we take these choice witnesses, Tom, mm-hmm. we can really learn and grasp what the mind of God is. And I want to share a few more things with you, but before we do, let's go to our sponsors.
All right, let's do that.
K&M Lawn Care is more than just your typical lawn care service. They trim hedges, clean out fence lines, haul off any unwanted items, even appliances, clean out your garage and house of unwanted items, and dispose of them for you. If your gutters need cleaning, leaves, dirt, and debris, you guess it, K&M will do that too. Call the pros at K&M at 918-534-8045 or 918-766-1191, and they'll give you a free estimate. K&M Small Engine Repair and Lawn Care, 605 North Osage Avenue in Dewey. Proud sponsor of Wellspring Life Clinic.
All righty, we're back, and this is One-on-One with the Pros from Wellspring Clinic. We have Kurt Mead.
I would like to mention Aaron's Performance, just a fine auto tech. You need some service done on your car, anywhere from the oil change to an overhaul. Aaron will do it. He can be reached at 440-9754, 440-9754. He's on the highway across from AFC Glass.
Easy to find.
Yep. And so, Tom, what we have is we have that mm-hmm. thief on the cross. He's totally engaged, and he knows, he recognizes that he's next to not only Jesus, he's next to holiness. And that's what happens when we get still and know that he's God. We're next to holiness. Mm-hmm. But when we're out there just doing our own thing, what we're having a lot of these spots and stains and all these things getting off on us, and we don't recognize that, hey, we need to clean up our act. I mean, we could be the most polished Christian on the outside in the world, but if I'm not spending alone time with God, mm-hmm. I'm not any better than the guy out there committing murder in God's sight.
Yeah.
But we want to work on our moral excellence, our moral stability, but that won't work. You know, I was thinking there are those who they can give large sums of money, but all that is, Jesus said, if it's coming out of the abundance of your pocketbook, all that is fatty surplus. But if you give like Mary gave, mm-hmm. like the thief on the cross gave, mm-hmm. like Peter gave. What'd they give? They gave their faith. They gave their faith.
Can't put a price on that.
You can't put a price. And so what happens, Tom, is we have the ability, like the thief, like Mary, like Peter, who even blew it a time or two, we have the ability at our disposal to be reconciled to God. But then what happens is our mind is so deceptive, we think, well, I'm reconciled to God, now I can go on with my life.
Okay. Once you're reconciled, you've got to do a little bit more than just say, well, that's settled.
Well, I tell you what, we'll take that thief on the cross. Okay, you're free. Go free. Do whatever you want to. You think he would do that?
I think no. I think that once his heart was changed, he would make exceptional changes.
You think he'd be a lot like Mary? I mean, you'd really have to highly promote and honor Mary. I mean, she wasn't nailed to a cross. No. She wasn't like Peter and up and down. I mean, Mary knew. Something in Mary's heart knew that, hey, this is the key to life right here. So if I can get that revelation in my life, then I think, well, maybe I can share that with other people, how this being still and knowing he's God is the answer.
It is the answer.
To all of our questions.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
you want to talk about stress going away.
Stress relief, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it's done once you make that.
It's done. And the thing about it is we're always going to have things trying to attack us, trying to attach itself to our bodies, to our minds, to our finances, all these things. But if we can be still and know on a regular basis, that's the answer. And then you go into your church and you'll get the attention of other people. You're not a Peter anymore. You're not mm-hmm. you're not trying to brag or boast about how religious you are. You just go in, have a seat. The Bible says, I think it's Paul wrote it maybe, he said, be quick to listen and slow to speak. Peter wasn't that way. He wasn't quick to listen and slow to speak.
Kind of the opposite, was he?
But we sometimes, our flesh kind of wants to be the center of attention.
No.
But if we take the back seat and say, God, I'm just going to follow you. I'm not trying to impress people. Mm-hmm. But my flesh wants to impress. It wants to be on center stage. But if I recognize, hey, that's not where I belong, then guess what, Tom?
Well, you find your purpose and you find your place.
That's the key. Then the Lord will promote you to the things he wants you to do. But if I can't be trusted with the small things, if I can't be entrusted with the things like, and this isn't small, if I can't be entrusted with God's holiness, why would he want to trust me in anything else?
Well, yeah, there you go.
Why? I am Kurt. You're poor in spirit now. I can give you holiness. I can build holiness in you. I can build all these things that Jesus had, but you're poor in spirit and you're still and you're in that place where I can do something in your life that I'm not doing in anyone else's life. Mm-hmm. Now, I do something in Tom's life I'm not doing in anyone else's life. I mean, we have a creative mind. We have creative intentions. But what happens, Tom, when this takes place, when we go from who we are to where Mary was, to where Peter was, to where the thief on the cross was, that creative mind, it gets better. It goes into a recreative mind. You're recreating ideas that you didn't think was possible. You thought, that had to be God.
Yeah,
I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Yes.
Indeed. The recreative Tom, the recreative Kurt, the recreative Veal. I mean, it's out there, but we have to put ourselves in the position to say, hey, I don't need the things in this life anymore. They're going to all pass away. Jesus said, hey, heaven and earth's going to pass away, but my word shall abide forever. And it's hard. We have to constantly remind ourselves that it's God's word that's eternal. Not the vet, no matter how nice it is, not the Mustang. I mean, it's nice to have nice cars and nice homes, but that stuff eventually going to pass away.
It is.
And how much time do we spend about worrying about those things, Tom?
Well, some folks, an awful lot.
Awful lot. And we need not do that.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to contact me and talk more about what we've talked about this morning, I would be glad to listen. My number, our number there at the clinic is 918 397-0284, 918-397-0284. Mm-hmm. We're at 320, I forgot our address.
Chalwell.
Chalwell. And so he'd come by and see me. I'm there from usually about 10 to about 2 or so, and we'd get glad to sit down and just visit about the things, the being still and knowing God and what he can do through this quiet time.
And if you want to know more about the quiet time, please contact Kurt, and he can show you the way. And, of course, at Wellspring, it lives up to its name.
Wellspring. Proverbs talks about you have a wellspring when you understand things. It's a wellspring of understanding. Mm-hmm. And just, I know we just have a couple minutes, Tom, 4 or 5 minutes, but just kind of the format we use there at the clinic. We have DVD curriculums. We have a time of journaling the Bible. We have a time of the be still and knowing these God. And then we have a time of just kind of comparing notes and seeing what God is doing in our life. Not yesterday or not tomorrow, but what God's doing in my life today.
That's really something else. And you know, it's different to some folks who might think that, I go to church all the time. It's a big deal. But if you're looking for the depth, the meaning, the real interior reworking,
that's
this
the
is
key,
where you
Tom.
Gotta go.
And the thing about it, we do have people, have one lady in particular that she had the church home, but she enjoys her time at Wellspring. And there's so much that...
And you can share.
You can share. That's right. That's it. There's so much that you can gain through the being still and knowing that you can take into your local church.
Mm-hmm.
The swift to listen and slow to speak, and just the different principles, which they work all the way across the board.
They do. They absolutely do. We've talked about the journaling, but that is something that's just as important as anything else in what you do.
It really is, Tom. It really seals that in our heart. And that's the difference between a creative mind and a recreative mind. A creative mind works on the mind and it works on the body, but the recreative mind works on the mind and it works on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a major difference there.
And there we go. And, of course, if you want to unlock all this, again, just check out Wellspring with Kurt Mead there on Chalawell. I mean, you said your office hours are about 10 to 2.
10 to 2. And like I say, I always have my phone on, so if someone wants to
Kurt
meet.
Mead.
Yeah, I'm always available.
Oh, and that's for sure, because I've had to call him 3 in the morning or something like that a couple of times. Kurt. Always the calmest guy at that hour of the day. I must tell folks that, too. You're not going to shake Kurt. That is for sure. But once again, we want to thank our sponsors with K&M Lawn Care.
And Aaron's Automotive.
And for help making this broadcast possible today. Now, when we come again, we're going to be we're already into Advent, but we're going to be well into it as we make our way toward Christmas. And remember, folks, if you get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and your heart's starting to get a little heavy and your mind's starting to get a little heavy, too, always give Kurt a call and check them out there at Mindspring Clinic. And we can be still.
Be still and know. And that, Tom, that be still and know, that takes faith to actually believe that I can be still, not doing anything,
mm-hmm.
and I can know God.
It seems so easy, but it's not.
It's afflicting sometimes.
It's an undertaking, but we can sure get you squared away there.
And thank you once again, Tom, for having me every week on here to be able to share with the people about Wellspring. And I just hope this new year is just a great year for all the listeners and the staff up here.
And I hope so, too. And, once again, we're going to be putting a bow on it here in, a couple weeks. And it's going to be over. And then 2020. And, well, nobody really knows what's going to take place in 2020. But it sounds exciting, you know, whenever you have that flashing at you there. I remember the year 2000 was supposed to be out of this world. Not exactly. Take care, Kurt.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville,